Louis Armstrong there in 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. I'm Zach East with The Best Mix in the Morning Show and your daily dish for Friday. Cicely Tyson, the groundbreaking actress whose work in TV and theater earned her Emmy and Tony Awards, died Thursday afternoon. She was 96. Her death comes only days after her memoir, Just As I Am, was published on Tuesday. Her early notable film roles include the 1959 Sidney Poitier film Odds Against Tomorrow, as well as The Comedians, A Man Called Adam, and others. Things get emotional in the first trailer for the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is rumored to include a bombshell set of episodes surrounding the divorce between Kim and Kanye. In the 75-second clip, Kris Jenner asks, "Did we make the right decision by walking away?" Meanwhile, Kim cries while talking to the crew. "I just want you to know that we really appreciate you guys, each and every one of you," she says. The final season premieres March 18th on E! And Armie Hammer has lost another gig amid his cannibal fetish scandal. The actor has exited the upcoming Paramount Plus streaming series The Offer about the making of The Godfather, Variety reports. Armie was set to star as Al Ruddy, who produced the gangster classic in 1972, but he's now bowed out without an explanation. This comes a few weeks after he also dropped out of the Jennifer Lopez rom-com Shotgun Wedding. Adding insult to injury, his co-star Evangeline Lilly snubbed him while promoting their upcoming film Crisis. The actress posted an image of the new poster for the movie featuring himself, Armie, and a third actor. She wrote, "I'm proud to be part of a hard-hitting thriller that tackles the issues that surround an industry that profits from addiction, and proud to be in this poster with Gary Oldman." That is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.